It began as a shimmering late summer day.
WCBS News Time 8:48. It's traffic and weather together. Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
All right, Pat, we are just currently getting a look at the World Trade Center. We have something that has happened here at the World Trade Center.
And within half an hour, became America's second Pearl Harbor.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
By now, you've seen the pictures. But it's been a long, agonizing, and confusing 12 hours.
Oh, it was chaos. It's something out of a movie.
So, briefly, here's what we know about exactly what happened. 8:48 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11, hijacked en route from Boston to Los Angeles, slams into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, two-thirds of the way up the 110-story building.
We had seen a fireball, and I can tell you it appears as though something has gone into the World Trade Center.
20 minutes later, at 9:08 a.m., a United Airlines flight, number 175, also from Boston to Los Angeles, tips its wings and crashes into the South Tower.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
An incredible fireball, so remarkable, it didn't even seem real.
All you could see were papers and smoke just flying through and around the plaza. And we looked up about maybe 10 or 15 floors up, and the whole wall was blown out and it was filled with flames. And everybody was just like in awe. We had no idea what it could be. And suddenly our two managers in the office, they came screaming in with an urgency that I've never ever heard before in anybody's voice, saying, "Get out, get out, get out, get out." We had gotten down to about the 50th floor from the 80th floor, and there was a PA announcement, and they kept saying, there's a fire in World Trade number one, the firemen are attending to it, World Trade Center is secure, you may return to your offices, repeatedly, repeatedly, and everybody just stood in sort of disbelief.
Tom didn't go back. It was far from secure. Just minutes later, the second crash right into his office.
Looked like a plane rammed into the second building.
35 minutes after that, 9:43 a.m., American Airlines Flight 77, scheduled to fly to Los Angeles from Dulles Airport outside Washington, dives into the Pentagon, destroying one of the building's five sides.
I haven't heard a plane come through. It sounded like it was running normal.
10:10 a.m., the fourth hijacked plane, United 93 from Newark to San Francisco, crashes in a remote area 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh.
Just come down like it's going to land. Instead of landing, it just went nose straight into the ground.
In a little more than an hour, four horrific plane crashes, hundreds believed dead. But far worse was yet to come.
Running scared in the valley below. Whoa. God visit to me. His face red like a rose in a thorn bush, like all the colors of a royal flush. And he's peeling off those dollar bills, slapping them down. 100, 200. And I can see those fighter planes. And I can see those fighter planes across the mud huts with children sleep, through the alleys of quiet city street. We take the staircase to the first floor. We turn the key and slowly unlock the door. As the man breathes into his saxophone, and through the walls we hear the city groan. Outside it's America. Outside it's America. America.